Hey guys, welcome back to the Transformation Church weekly message recap podcast. We are back. We are on site. What do you call that on TV? Remote.
On location.
We are on location today at Tacos El Fluffy.
We told y'all it was going to happen, and we did it. We're here.
That's right.
We're here. Rick old, made it happen.
Old Rick and his Mexican connection.
I was literally about to say that. Is it a coincidence that Ricardo Rodriguez
you got us in? There's a network of y'all. They're almost like a cartel. Just kidding.
That sounded so racist, man. That's okay. That's okay.
The whole cartel.
I just heard what you said. Yeah. That's wild.
No, we're here.
That's crazy.
I missed last week. Y'all did last week. I think. Who was on last week with y'all? Nate?
It was Nate.
Oh, wow.
Which one is this one?
That one's
Mix.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And let's clarify, it's pineapple. Not mixed with like liquor or anything.
Just, we're Christians. It's a pineapple drink, and then that's a...
I told you.
That's good.
A hibiscus mixed with pineapple.
Hibiscus mixed with pineapple.
Wow.
So far, every person that has gotten one of these little fruity drinks
has made the same face.
I don't know why we're here, honestly.
So, we said last week, we were just like, yo, that'd be wild if we could get some tacos or something.
Pastor Brad, we were trying to figure out, what is my title at the church? We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Pastor Brad mentioned... Maybe it's like the tacos pastor or whatever.
Right.
And then I just kind of started downhill that I want Tacos El Fluffy. And I was like, well, why don't we just get them to come and bring tacos?
Oh.
And then we said, well, why don't we just see if we can go live?
Yeah, go live.
So we here. And so, we're drinking these really good drinks.
If you're the pastor of tacos, would that make you Taco El Pastor? And is it the real thing?
Yeah, send that.
Yeah,
we're about to eat some tacos El
Pastor. Until someone comes up to you trying to speak Spanish.
Then I'm over with
pork pastor. In English.
Is that
in
a fat joke?
Good Lord. When you translate it, you're the pork pastor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Turning in my resignation to tomorrow. I was kidding.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So here. We don't accept.
Yeah.
So, no. We're here.
So we're here. Let's talk about Sunday while we're waiting. We're going to get some tacos on the table here in a minute.
Yeah.
Gio's going to hook us up.
We finished the Sushi Sex subtitle series. It was a good time.
Yep. Oh, it was great. It was great.
A little bit of legacy type talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were convicted.
Hey, you want to go live with that?
Oh. I mean, you breathe real loud.
Yeah. Thinking about this legacy talk. I mean, it was such a good sermon. So what's funny is that Pastor Brad leaned in and said, hey guys, I'm going to use you guys for an illustration. Be ready. And so Tiffany leans over and she goes, are we the right people for this illustration? Because, you know.
What I did not know was.
Right, that God had been dealing with us just in the conversation that you've had, just the sermon, that God was already dealing with us. And so, and about creating a new generational loop. And I remember Tiff and I sat there just with tears. And so we finished Next Steps. We went home and I brought the kids to the table. And I said, hey guys, how'd you like the sermon? And of course, both of my kids were like, oh, it was great. It was fantastic. I said, yeah, because that's pointed towards me and your mom.
Right.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Because I was coming for the parents on Sunday.
That's right. But I remember we sat down and I led the conversation and I just said, guys, I'm going to be honest. Y'all been wilding out over the last few months, which every teenager does. I said, and I have gotten careless with my words. And so I want to repent towards you and I want to ask you to forgive me. And both of my kids are so, of course, gracious with that. And it's all, yeah, Dad, we love you. We forgive you, blah, blah, blah. And so Tiffany followed suit. And so, I mean, it was just a very convicting message, but also the follow up with our children is to say, hey,
it's great.
My bad. Right.
Great.
And so, but then I was like, but still, you need to fix yourself, you know. But I promise
y'all still need to get it together.
Yeah, get right.
But I also don't think that I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think that you and your wife, though, you and Tiffany, some of the examples you were using, are real examples, though, of like people tell their kids, like, you're never going to be anything, or you're fat, an idiot, or you're an idiot.
No, no, no. We don't do that. No, we don't do that. But we were
there are people that do that.
No, yeah, 100%. And listen, absolutely. Yeah.
I can't imagine. That sermon, there was so much of that that did not apply to how I grew up.
Right.
Right.
And my parents just never, ever was anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if you've said words like that to your kid,
it's a shame, man.
Man, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And outside of you need to repent. And I don't mind saying that. Like, right. Even if you're a Christian, if you tell your kid that they're dumb or they're an idiot or they're not going to be anything or they're fat or they're stupid, like, you're a piece of crap. And you do need to get before the Lord and get that fixed, because that's terrible that the kids
feel that way, right?
Yeah.
And I think for us, I apologize, because so early on in parenting, whenever we first got our kids, because our kids are adopted, I was so intentional about if there was an argument that I would go back within 30 minutes to fix it, to go that route, right? But what would happen was is that the most convicting part was the quote about your kids going to bed upset and then going to school upset. Mm-hmm. And that's where we apologized for. I said, I haven't been as intentional of you going to bed angry. Cause in my mind I'm going, you're freaking 15 years old. I don't care at the moment. Right. And so I wasn't intentional about fixing it before they went to bed. And if there was a blow up, fixing it before they went to school, I was actually okay with them going to school upset or going to bed mad.
Yeah.
And that was the most convicting part.
And then wondering why the teachers are calling you.
Right.
So, no, that's good.
Yeah, and then wondering why their grades have slipped. Right. And so as I looked, I go, wow, they could do better in that class. And so as I'm sitting there Sunday, I'm going, I bet you part of the thing is they're upset when they went to school at my dad and we didn't fix this thing. He's supposed to love me, believe in me, but yet he's upset at me. I'm upset at him. And so it just ruins my whole day.
Yeah, at minimum, like, we're not helping.
Right.
You may not be hurting it, but at minimum, you're not helping.
Right.
And that's the reality that I think so many people miss out on. You know, I'm the same way. Obviously, you know, my mom and my dad, that was never a thing for me. You know, my dad always spoke life into our identity. We never suffered those things. And, but, you know, we've been in ministry long enough. I mean, you look at the way some of these kids are, the life that they're living right now, it's like, oh my gosh, man. But, you know, one of the things that gives us a lot of sympathy, and I think that's why it helps cultivate the conversation for these parents, is that, like, you know, at the end of the day, every parent that does that had it done to them.
Right. Right.
And it's like, you know, me and Pastor Dan, we talk about people functioning in their dysfunction.
Yep.
How abnormal things become normal. You know what I mean? It's like they don't know, or at least you feel like you should know. And that's what we talk about on Sunday, where it's like, listen, you have an excuse, if that's the way you were raised, but I'm bringing this to your attention now, and now you don't have an excuse if you hand it to your kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so if this is the first time you're hearing about this, okay, but now you've heard it, and you got to do something with this. You know what I mean? You can't keep passing that on. And I think that even, you know, the interesting part is, like, even for Pastor Dan, right? Like, never attacked my identity, never spoke down to me in that way, you know, never caused me to doubt myself. But if I had not been intentional, if the grace of God had not led me through it, and if I had not seen something different out of my mom, that worrier gene that we talked about on Sunday, that, like, what can go wrong will go wrong and all that stuff, I would have inherited that. And that can be just as damaging for some people as a lack of identity or seeing their selves physically wrong or whatever. So all that to say, I just think it's super important that...
Well, do that, and I don't know this for a fact, but it's just like with kids, like younger kids coming out of toddlers and stuff, you know, play. Like, kids learn through play, right? So play is very important with creativity and all these things. And as you get older, like, I'm thinking through back to my childhood. Like, when I was young and, like, I still played with toys and stuff, I was big with, like, I love toy guns and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And we lived out in the country, but it was in my head. Like, I remember at that age, if you asked me, what do you want to do when you get older, I'd have said something like, I want to be an FBI agent or something at the time.
Because
I like the toy guns and I like the movies like that or whatever. And then, of course, as you kind of grow out of that.
Yeah.
But I remember still being young. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast at some point, but... I remember telling my dad, like, I want to be the CEO of a company. Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he never was like, you don't have the grades to get into a school. Like, never. In fact, we were in Barnes & Noble one day, and we're just, like, walking around, and there was a book that said how to become CEO. And my dad bought it for me and then wrote a little note in the front page. Like, yeah. I'm 10, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, to me, that's...
game changer.
How you parent.
Absolutely.
And, and whether he knew how good of a thing that was. And I remember, and I read the book, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was very just like practical. I'm like, I'm years away from any of the things in that book having to apply to my life.
Yeah.
But it was like, he didn't say that's stupid. And, right. and I wonder if there's a level of that that's almost like where for like a, you know, a 5-year-old who's playing that creative and learning as you're getting 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you're figuring stuff out.
Oh wow! It just got real.
The good stuff is here.
Let's go. Oh my gosh. The good stuff is
here. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gio. This is the owner of Tacos El Fluffy.
Duck down a little bit, Gio, get in this camera here. Yeah. This is our guy.
And so this is our guy. Literally, you. So you won the restaurant won some award, right? Just this year. For
2023?
2023. At
Entrecon,
right?
Oh. Dude, take a seat for a minute.
Yeah, take a seat, Gio. Come on.
Come on.
I saw him at Entrecon, which is a local business entrepreneur conference. But you won Small Business of the Year or something, right?
We won Entrepreneur of the Year.
Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, listen, we're in the presence of royalty, guys, right? And so, taco royalty, Mexican food royalty. And you know, so...
Taco just makes everything better. Just taking life one taco.
Put that
at
on
time.
A t-shirt.
Listen, sell it. The homemade tortillas are fantastic. Drop your address.
We are off of North Pace Boulevard, 707 North Pace Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505.
Yeah, it's across from Saigon,
Walgreens,
Blue Angels School of Music.
Yeah, right next to Blue Angels. Right, telling you guys, I've learned, and I made a post about this last week. I said, listen, if you want to have some good Mexican food, just walk into Tacos El Fluffy and say, Gio, feed me. And I don't even know what the name of that plate was, but it was fantastic. Best thing I've ever eaten here. So it was just great.
So what do we got here?
So today, you know, I always say, keep it simple sometimes. So I brought out a taco platter, some steak tacos, al pastor tacos. We process our own meats every Monday. We're closed on Mondays, but what we're doing on Mondays is we're actually processing our
prepping for the week.
Wow.
Yeah, come on.
We make our own tortillas on the spot. Cool. So these are from scratch. No added anything, just straight up masa and water and a lot of love. That's our secret ingredient.
Love. Yeah. Love.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's...
thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gio, for having us. So,
Rick, look at these plates.
Yes, oh fancy.
Gosh. I'm going to steal this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's what?
Yeah.
Barbacoa?
Al pastor.
Chicken.
Asada, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. See, you didn't think I knew all that.
I was surprised.
Shocked.
Hey, we might have some napkins, though.
I got them right here.
Oh.
I grabbed a little container.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am going to get this tacos at Pastor because... this is so good too.
I haven't had a good taco in a while.
Oh my gosh.
Tamales. Oh, goodness.
And you could not leave out one of our best things, our tamales. We make those in house every day.
Hey, wow. Let's go. Tamales made in house every day.
Pork, jalapeno cheese, and chicken.
Oh.
Or actually, pork, jalapeno cheese, and chicken.
Come on.
Wow.
Gio, you're the man.
Wow, right, this is y'all so watch good. I'm sorry, guys. This is.
We're going to take a break from talking for just a second. Oh my god!
Which one's that one?
Pastor.
Yeah. Phenomenal. I got that.
Phenomenal.
So definitely, if you're in the Pensacola area, come see Gio. Phenomenal food.
Well, he's like young too. He's in his 20s, right?
I think so.
Late 20s. he was in the military. I think he was in the Air Force or Navy. He was in the Navy. And so he's a veteran, and so opened it up his own business and just thriving here. Absolutely amazing.
Oh my God. Kyle, are you getting a taco?
Yeah, don't.
I haven't had the chicken tacos yet. I've had the tacos al pastor.
So I'm usually not a big chicken taco fan because mm-hmm. it's usually too dry. But this chicken is phenomenal.
I love it.
Is that chicken?
No.
That steak, barbacoa,
Yeah, whatever. You grab whatever you want.
He's gonna take the plate. He's gonna take the plate. Well, here, I'm good. Yeah, take that, and we'll grab another one.
Oh. Use that. We'll just walk out of frame, grab one, come back.
Yeah. So here's the deal. We all know about the taco truck on Davis.
Right.
Al Asador.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
They're good. I've always loved them for the steak. I want steak tacos when I go there. Their asada is the best.
So I'm going to compare.
And Kyle,
this is fantastic.
Kyle gets good Mexican food.
Yes, he does.
That's true. That's your right. wife. Yeah.
So how does it compare to her cooking? Oh, okay. But her mom does, right? Sometimes. Okay.
My goodness. The El Pastor is just...
I think the winner here is the El Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Eating El Pastor with El Pastor.
Barbacoa is really good, too, as well. So,
barbacoa is my least favorite of meat? The Mexican meats. I don't know why, but yeah.
Right, that's true. Which ones? Which are these?
Pork, cheese, chicken.
Yo, this pork.
Let me get a pork.
God, we get what? What'd you eat? What'd you get?
This is steak. That's barbacoa.
Yeah.
Mm.
My God,
that's amazing.
Fantastic.
My God. If you're watching this, you know what you got to do for lunch next week. Or this week, even.
Yeah. Or Saturday. Or Sunday.
Are they open? What are their hours here?
He does breakfast, too.
Yeah, they have breakfast. Killer breakfast, chilaquiles. I don't know their hours. Hey, Gia, what are your hours?
We're open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And Saturday's 9 to 9, and Sunday's 9 to 6.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
So,
Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m.
8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And then Saturday, Sunday, 9 a.m.
to 6.
To 6. To 9 p.m.
Saturday, 9 to 9.
Saturday, 9 to 9. And then Sunday, 9 to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Woo, Jesus. It's so
great.
We do breakfast all day, too?
Breakfast all day.
Oh, wow. So, if you're a late riser.
Mm-hmm.
That pork is great.
It's great.
I think we're good.
Great. Oh my gosh.
It's fantastic.
And here's what's cool. Gio will be coming, I think, this Sunday.
Oh, word?
To the 8 o'clock service. So he had mentioned about he's going to try to come try us out.
Chicken and then jalapeno cheese.
You know, not enough people do tamales.
They really are. Yep. Every Christmas and actually Thanksgiving, I order them from here, and I go and I take them home.
So. Weird statement. No. I'm going to say a weird statement. You know who actually has pretty good tamales? Lost Pizza.
Huh?
Stop.
I know.
I would have never given the opportunity to try it.
Daniel Cook told me. I was like, how do you even find out? But he gave me one of his, and I was like,
wow. And they got a new location downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah, I saw that the other day, driving by. So. My gosh, this is so good.
Well, I've spent a long time. Last time I was here, I was with you. That's been a while.
Yeah. And if you ask for the Rick special, PB will probably get one soon, but the Rick special is actually homemade tortillas. So you get a dozen of homemade flour, and they're large as well. So I come in about once a month and grab really? A dozen.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one. So when they opened up, I was here within a couple of days, and then I was the first one to ever ask for a dozen of homemade tortillas. So that's why he calls it the Rick special.
Did you just home and make burritos or something at the house?
How big?
I mean, they're probably about bigger than this plate. I mean, they're massive.
And
they're
massive. They're like fluff, like good ones like this here?
So they're different. Like yeah, those are corn.
Those corn matzo, yeah.
The, yeah. The other ones are flour. So, I mean, they're just, whew. So
are they low carb, gluten free?
I doubt they're low carb and gluten free. I'll tell you that right now. So, but we'll take them home. And so on Saturdays as a family, we cook breakfast as a family. Mm. And so we'll make bacon, eggs, whatever. And so I bring that in. So.
Come on,
dude. I killed that. Oh, that pineapple drink.
You should try the mixed one with the hibiscus. It's great.
It's so good. So, everybody wants to know where we eat. These are places we eat.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Put Tacos El Fluffy on your list to go try out.
Yeah.
If you haven't been here just yet.
Skip Vallarta's next time.
Yeah, and skip Vallarta's.
All day.
All day. Skip Vallarta's. Skip La Hacienda. All I mean, they're okay, but you want real authentic food?
No.
Like, my family's coming in town in April, and so my sister-in-law's family's from Mexico, and they do authentic. And so she's like, take me to the best authentic place, and I'm like, we're going to Tacos El Fluffy. So.
So good.
So, yeah, so good. But
Kyle's having a ball over there.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle wasn't kidding. We took that plate, boy.
Kyle's in heaven between that drink. Oh, listen, John's pulling up, and I don't know how much tacos are left. How many tacos are left? So
where did he go?
That's his fault.
I don't know.
Where did he go? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
somebody on his team.
Okay, got it.
Ministry never stops, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, never stops.
So yeah, we took a pause talking about Sunday. Talking about all this amazing food we're eating.
Yep.
Oh darn! Another. Tamale.
Tamale fell on your plate.
Crazy. It's the darndest thing.
You want a tamale over here? You got one left. Delicious.
There you go.
Yeah, that was good. That was
good. What an inopportune time to leave, John.
Something on me.
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
So anyway,
what were we talking about? Sunday.
That's what we're talking about Sunday.
Yeah,
we're talking about
Sunday's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but
it was good. Now we're listening. We're gearing up. Easter's coming
for Easter.
Gearing up for Easter.
Here's the deal. Number one, the Easter egg hunt is Saturday. The Saturday before Easter,
not this Saturday.
Yeah, not the 30th.
The 30th.
It's always a good time. Get your kids registered. Go to the website or go to mytc.life. Get your kids registered. Invite your family, friends, neighbors, whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Everybody.
Now, here's a good question. If people are watching and they're not a part of our church, do they still need to go register for the event?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that helps us nominate kids. So,
right.
So we'll talk about how we're different in our egg hunt, which makes it, which people like, is we do it in zones based on age.
Okay.
So it's not a free-for-all. So you got your 12-year-olds get all the eggs and the 3-year-olds don't get any.
Right.
We break it up into zones by kid. And every kid is going to get a bunch of eggs. So we every kid we know. So the registration just helps us manage ahead of time and get the zones ready and eggs and all that. Sure. So
mom and dad don't have to hear the kids screaming in the car because one kid got 50 and one kid got
40. No, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So we do it that way. It seems to work really well. So please register. And then Sunday for Easter, going to be
good. We got 4
day.
Services.
We do.
I mean, God has just been doing amazing things in our church. We're having over 1,200 people on campus, 1,207 last week, or 2 weeks ago. I don't know what our numbers were this week.
A little bit lower, but it was over 1,100.
Yeah, 1,100.
Just right under 11, I think.
Yeah, right.
So we issued a challenge. We're inviting every person that's part of Transformation Church to bring two
guests.
Unsaved people.
Right, that's right.
So you can invite friends that are saved too if you want to, by all means. Right. But
what if they were once saved?
Why are you doing this, bro? Why would you do this on this podcast?
That's a different podcast.
Oh, no. Yeah, bring somebody. It's going to be great. We had services at 8, 9:30, 11.
And 12:30.
And 12:30. I can never remember.
Yeah.
So I got 8, 9:30, 11, 12:30.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're just gearing up because eventually we're going to have to go to 4 services on a Sunday morning.
That might be a normal thing soon.
Right. Absolutely.
Are y'all dressing up for Easter?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to wear a suit.
I didn't think about
that. I got a new blue suit that I really like. I'm going
to
wear it.
Okay. I may try to wear like a suit with some white shoes, you know, like a gold buckle.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on, Bishop.
Hey, I told you guys.
Wait, $50.
I sent that link to all of us.
Bishops for $50.
$50. You know? So.
I got 5 on it.
Ooh, that's a good song, too. So.
I think I'm going to wear a suit. Maybe no tie, but definitely a suit.
Like, just like a sports coat?
No, the pants too.
But the pants too?
The whole thing, yeah.
Like, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was... He onboarded for our service leader, right, for the greeter team, and we were talking about people coming in for the first time. I go, do you know how I always pick out a first time person at our church? He goes, how? I go, the suit. I said, somebody shows up with a suit and tie. I go, let me guess,
you're new.
This is your first time, and they're like, how did you know? I go, it's the tie. It's the tie
except
that does it.
Before you get Randy,
yeah,
he's Randy Etheridge. He dresses pretty.
That's because a lot of times he's going. To a meeting afterwards.
To a meeting,
But he'll have a suit on occasion.
Yeah.
Or Tommy, you know, with his, not a suit, but like a tie.
Like a tie,
dress shirt,
yeah.
A sweater.
Sweater and whatever.
Yeah, he always looks sharp, too. Yeah.
It's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
We've greatest been movie number of number all time. Day. Yeah.
Pull over.
It's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
What a movie.
What a movie. It's anyway, a movie.
Easter coming up.
Oh, the one thing I was going to say about the Easter egg hunt, too, is for all UTC Dream Teamers out there, you can register to serve at the Easter egg hunt. And even if you serve at the Easter egg hunt, you can still, they've got it set up to where you can step away from your zone if your kids are going to do an Easter egg hunt, too. So like,
right, and still participate.
So you can still participate with your kids.
Yep.
And serve. So go to mytc.life. Jesus. And serve. Right. Yeah, the food's good. Yeah, it's, all right. We're good. Go to mytc.life, and you can serve at the event and register and to attend the event.
Okay.
So there's two registrations we definitely want to get you guys to capitalize on. So
for sure.
But yeah, man, it's right around the corner.
And let's do that sooner than later.
Yes.
If possible. Please.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
So and then then we have the Easter services, all four services. We got some really cool things happening. Our production team's working hard.
Oh really?
I wish we could turn that camera around right now. I'm gonna take a picture of this. Our production team is working hard. I'm going to post this picture to my Instagram story so you can see how hard. But
hey, now this is the when you got it made though. You just
free tacos.
Hit record.
So
yeah. So
you want to try this? Like take my straw out and put your straw in. I don't backwash at all. So promise.
I hate that word, by the way.
Oh well, what I don't word? Spit. I don't know. See what you think.
It's good.
It's good. Not as good as just the other one.
Nope.
So.
Of course, I've had the hibiscus before. Not the biggest fan of the hibiscus.
Yeah.
It tastes a little too...
Hibiscus-y?
Earthy or something. Like, too natural.
Oh, okay, got it.
Too healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I need some, you know...
I need some artificial stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
not my thing. It's good. It's better good. Mixed, but this pineapple is the jam.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Got it.
But, I mean, pineapple's good.
Yeah, pineapple's still good.
But, so anyways, here we are, El Fluffy. Y'all come down and see him. Surely they're on social media and all that.
Oh, yeah, they're on social.
Facebook,
they're
Instagram.
They're fantastic, yeah.
Come out and see them. Y'all got anything else? We're going to get out of here and let them clean up.
No, we have talked about Easter, talked about this Sunday, this past Sunday. I mean.
Hey, what else? Then we'll get a good break till Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So they say.
Everything will slow down.
Yeah. Nothing will slow they've been down. Saying that since I've been here for a year and a half. It'll slow down.
Well, like, they've been saying that since I've been here. When I was 13.
We'll cruise through the summer. And
it'll
be good. That would be
dope.
TC hits the open sea.
That'll be a no kid situation when we do that.
TC on the open sea.
I try to.
We gotta look into that.
TC on the open sea.
Y'all ever been on a cruise?
Doing services live from the cruise.
It's fun.
For the
money, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the best bang for your buck.
Yeah. So, when you get on that boat and you realize all this food is included, it's worth it.
It's worth
that.
It. Yeah.
Actually scared of cruises.
Really?
Yeah. Like rogue waves
you saw the
and
Titanic?
All this stuff.
Or
yeah,
rogue waves?
Like rogue waves and stuff. Oh.
That's illogical.
No, it's a real thing.
Is it?
I mean, it is. It's like a 1 in 6 billion chance, but it's, you know, but there's one.
There's.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I still have a chance.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's illogical.
Oh my god.
I'm going on.
More like 1 in 1,000,000.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
River cruise. I did that in Europe. The one in Europe.
Doing what?
Absolutely.
A river cruise?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those are smaller boats though, right? Like they're little like yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Hence the name. Yeah. You're on a river. Yeah.
I talked to this guy in my lead class who recently was talking about. He went on one last year and said it was amazing.
A river cruise?
Yeah.
Interesting. Up
in Europe through Germany? Yep. Yeah. That was awesome.
My goal is to take Tiffany on an Alaskan cruise next year for our 20-year anniversary.
My parents are going one soon.
I was looking at Mediterranean.
Okay.
Fly over. Nah.
See? That's why Ash ain't going right
there. Yeah, but like one out of a...
Kyle's saying that's where the Mediterranean is where ships capsize. Yeah,
that's where the rogue waves come from.
The Mediterranean.
Yeah, the Mediterranean.
So. Yeah.
No.
I don't think, yeah.
The word rogue is Mediterranean for... I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, none of that scares me. I'd be on that. I'd still go.
Yeah.
Do you think, like... You ever watched a movie like Titanic?
I love Titanic.
And, you know, obviously... What happens at the end?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, and then all the people, and then they even give the figure out of how many thousand people, only like 16 survived.
Right.
Do you think you'd have been one of the 16?
Not a chance.
I don't know.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know if I could have like looked at like these kids and stuff and been like, get out of the way.
Well, I don't think that you have to like kill others to survive, but I mean.
It's between me and Rose, though. I mean, Rose is going overboard. She.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, we sharing that door.
That's right. We sharing the door.
We're sharing
so,
the door.
So there was room for both.
We could have been playing spades on that door.
She was selfish. And so
he put her up there.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
So. No, I just, you know, you ever wonder, like, would you have survived that?
I never really thought about it. So.
I saw a meme the other day, and it was like, don't tell me height makes a difference in a relationship. And it was a picture of Rose and Jack. And Rose was like 5'6", and Jack was like negative 36,000 feet or something like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So. That's funny. Anyways, all right then, well.
All right, hold on. We got to vote. What was your favorite taco El Pastor?
Tacos El Pastor was my favorite one.
Same.
Yeah.
El Pastor was good. What about you, Kyle? Barbacoa from Kyle. John, I don't even know what you ate. I don't know
what I ate. He had the barbacoa.
John likes the barbacoa too. So,
I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, everything I ate was just stinking delicious. So yeah.
And especially the drinks as well.
I wasn't even ready for this. I was not ready for this at all. I'm not going to lie.
The steak was good too, but the steak is great. The was fantastic.
Yeah. So, get down here. Check our friends out. Tell them you're from Transformation Church and you saw the podcast. I don't know they're going to give you a discount. Just tell them you did.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, how about this? Don't ask for a discount. Pay them what the menu says because we're supporting small business.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Tip well because that's what we do.
And don't come in with no attitude on you.
Yeah, be an attitude. Stay home.
Yeah.
You better bring the light of Jesus in this place. With
that's right.
So,
yeah, don't be asked for a discount. Don't do that.
No. Support small business.
Support small business.
Support
Geo. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys. Well, Justin.
Yep. You can find us online, transformationchurch.com, or social media at Transformation Pensacola.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Rick, as always. Kyle, John.
Glad you're here.
Geo. You guys are awesome.
Yep, love y'all. We'll catch y'all next time for another week. Another sermon, another message recap podcast.
Bye.
Great day.